So Adhujeevitham, finally here. The movie we've all been waiting for. Did it meet the hype? Yes, it did. And I'm going to tell you why right now. I don't know. It's been basically in the news for, it feels like a year now at this point. Because there was a trailer release that came out a while ago, which was a leaked trailer, actually, which kind of really gave everyone a bit of a glimpse into what this movie was about. Now, that already got people really excited, because even from that glimpse, that sort of trailer that got put together, which was an unofficial trailer, people were so excited about this movie, and rightfully so. Like, it was just wow. I mean, the trailer itself looked amazing, the visuals looked amazing, looked really different, and there was so much hype around this movie. The subsequent sort of promotional material that came out was also extremely exciting. The way they sort of projected and marketed this movie was, I would say, one of the most unique approaches that I have seen. So there's so much hype to this movie, and there's so much riding on this movie just being not just good, but being exceptional. People had very high expectations for this. And what made this even more so is the fact that there have been so many good Malayalam movies in 2024, it almost has to meet the expectations of those movies. It, to me, not only met those expectations, but it blew them out the water. Of all the movies that have come out in 2024, this is the movie that I'm going to remember personally. So I'm going to try and break it down for you guys as much as I can. I have so much to say about this movie because I think just think it's so jam-packed with just beauty, with storytelling, with performances, with music, with themes. There's so much in this movie to really digest. So I have so much to say about this movie, guys. I'm going to get into it, but I do want to ask you guys to, if you are somebody that's familiar with the story, if you are somebody that knows the book potentially, please do stick around, especially to the end, because I do have some questions specifically around some areas which I didn't quite understand. And I think the book would have fleshed these stories, this area out much more than this movie did. So yeah, let me get into it, guys. I'm going to break it down into different segments. So here we go. I'll tell you guys a little bit about me, and if you're new to the channel, thanks for watching. Thank you for choosing this video of all the videos, but if you are somebody that knows my channel, you know a little bit about who I am, but essentially, I'm somebody that when I finish a movie, I generally walk out of the theater, and I go to my car, and I start driving, and I let the thoughts process in my head while I'm driving, you know? What did this all mean? You know, oh, I really like that performance. That scene really, you know, captured me. This is a movie that I walked out of the cinema, and I sat in my car without turning the ignition on for a solid 5 minutes. Okay, I watch Malayalam movies mostly by myself. So, you know, I go and watch them by myself to get that experience. And I come back, and then, you know, I don't have anyone to really talk to about these movies. This is why I do a lot of this, you know, talking to you guys, because I can communicate and I, you know, I love discussing movies with you guys. But essentially, I went to my car and I sat down for 5 solid minutes and I just had to let this movie sink in. I had to just let the experience sink in. You know, what have I just seen? What have I just witnessed? This masterpiece of a film. This emotional experience that you go on for this film is just tremendous. It is a movie that's hard-hitting, that's very sad, that's heartbreaking, and it really shows you sort of the darker side of humanity, which is very real, unfortunately. You know, this is based off a true story, it's based off a book, so there's nothing that's fabricated here, and from my understanding, this movie was very closely tied to the book, and the writer himself was involved, not just as, you know, as a producer or something like that, he was involved as... basically, you know, he was on location with the people. He was having like videos for him talking about the goat life experience and what it means to him, and how closely he worked with, you know, Najib, the actual real life Najib Muhammad. So, you know, it's one that really hits you. There's no moments of levity. There's not really much to really make you happy in this movie. There's some light moments of romance in between, with some of the flashbacks, but they really just act to make the experience so much more hard-hitting. So yeah, man, it's just, it's a hard movie to watch. It's not one that I would say if you want to watch something that's easy and light and you think there's going to be some thriller and some emotion, no. Like if you found a movie like Manjumal Boys tough to watch in some of the scenes there, this movie elevates that like to 1,000. Like it takes you like to such a place where, you know, it's so hard. Like what Manjumal Boys did, and I'm sorry, I don't pronounce it perfectly. I have to look up the pronunciation. Essentially, what they did in that movie was, you know, they basically, you know, they gave you a few moments of levity at the start of the movie, right? The first half essentially is almost just, you know, showing the backstory and showing how good of a time they're having. This movie is none of that. None. It's straight into it. It's straight into the hardships. And man, there are some really, really tough times that Najib and Hakim are going through in this movie, man. So yeah, it's one that really leaves you impacted emotionally. And that's probably the thing I'm going to remember the most from this movie. There are some scenes which I'm going to get into when I talk more about sort of the story points, which I'm going to talk about more towards the end. So the spoilers will come more towards the end, guys. Prithvi Raj's performance. Easily what I would say one of the best performances I have ever seen in my life. I'm not even going to shy away from that. Like, his performance was exceptional. How he was able to convey this character is just exceptional, man. Like, I mean, that was the thing that really got me was his physical acting, especially in the second half. It was there throughout the movie, but the timidness that he has, the mannerisms, the facial expressions, the voice that he's done to, for most of the movie, he can't even speak properly. You know, that's how incredible he was in this movie. It was definitely what I would call like his magnum opus, which is like his best piece of work, which I honestly don't even know if he can replicate ever again. I don't know if anyone can replicate this performance. Like, it's, for me, it's like one of the best performances that I've really seen from anyone. It's so powerful. It's so hard hitting. He had to do so much in this movie because especially in the first half, man, there is so much weight on his shoulders because he is basically the only character with any screen time, any emotion, any story. It's him and only him. And he does so much so well in the emotional scenes. Like, it is heartbreaking to see the way later on we see him with the physical things even more, with the way he's walking, the way he's struggling. But my God, in the first half, it's just all about his expressions, the way he speaks, the way he's so lost with everybody. It was something else. I was so impressed by Prithvi Raj in this movie, and I will never be able to see him in another movie except for when he's doing this now, to be honest. This is the Prithvi Raj to me that I want to see more of. I know he's venturing more into Bollywood and doing other sort of movies. I hope he can do more movies like this because he's an exceptional actor. You know, I loved him in Jana Gana Mana. That's really the only movie that I've seen of him. To be honest, I'll be completely honest. If you're new to this channel, I'm not a long-time Malayalam film watcher. I've basically been watching it for a year and a bit now, I think. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Prithvi Raj, but the only movie I've really seen him in is Jana Gana Mana, which is like one of the earliest movies I watched. And he was exceptional in that, but this movie is just like, yeah. Like, yeah, I was talking to a good friend of the show, a friend of mine, Noe Machan, and we were basically, he even mentioned he's a huge Mammootty fan, and he told me about basically, yep, this performance from Prithvi Raj is definitely up there with the big M's. So the talent is there in the Malayalam cinema. You know, even after the time when Mohanlal and Mammootty sort of hang it up, people are right there and right there for basically putting the performances just like this one. So Prithvi Raj, exceptional in everything he did. I didn't even mention his makeover or his body transformation. There's a scene where he takes off like his clothes and his body is completely transformed. It's unrecognizable to anybody. Like, his body is transformed, his face is transformed, like the hair and everything is just out of this world. Yeah, you guys have to go watch it. It's really, this is all I can really say without really going into it more. It's an incredible performance from him. The visuals. I think if there was one thing I knew about this movie was that this movie was going to have amazing visuals. Okay. The trailer showed this, especially the last trailer. The last trailer really emphasized the visuals even more so because while, you know, I knew the story would be very like emotional and that would be one of the main calling cards. When I saw even the first trailer and I saw how they were shooting things in the desert like this, it was pretty amazing. I knew they were doing a lot of things with negative space because they're in the desert. So, you know, there's a lot of space for that. But how they showed the visuals in this movie, it's not just impressive from an aesthetic point of view. Okay. That's one thing, to be blown away visually, you know, like, oh my God, this looks amazing. I'm so mind blown by how amazing this looks. And the cinematography is just elevating this movie so much. What this movie does so well and why I think so highly of the visuals in this movie is it's not just the visuals alone. It's the impact that they have on the story. Okay. The emphasis of just showing us this desert landscape over and over again and the vastness of it and how insignificant we are as humans compared to nature. This movie emphasized that so much. How minuscule we are in the scheme of things. You know, I love playing with that concept of man versus nature. And that's what this movie does, honestly, in multiple ways. Like, I've always been a fan of desert, like, you know, the desert aesthetic. because, you know, it is one that's a little bit unfamiliar. When we think of, you know, beauty, a lot of the time we think of, you know, rainforests, waterfalls, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of nature. But the desert has its own unique kind of beauty in the way it's structured. You know, it's like something that's not really in a formation, but in a way it creates these forms, which are just absolutely beautiful. And to complement that, like the music on top of that just makes it so much better. So I know Air Rahman was involved with this movie, but I also know that there was another sound designer by the name of Rasul Pukti, who I'm not exactly sure where that line sort of blurs between the two, who does what in terms of sound design versus like what Air Rahman did with the score or the soundtrack. So I'm not really sure who does what necessarily, but whoever was involved with the score, the sound of this movie was fantastic. I mean, the music itself was really good. Like, there was a continuous sort of theme that played at certain moments, which was very impactful. Obviously, they had a lot of Sufi kind of music because of Najib's background and who he is as a person, as a man of, you know, of Islamic faith. So that also played throughout the movie. But yeah, the sound design to build up the drama at times and to bring it down to silence at times was fantastic. So yeah, the visual, this is a cinematic experience. Like, you know, there's a reason to watch this in the cinema. I think it makes a huge impact watching this in the cinema. But yeah, I think the visuals are amazing, guys. What more can I say? So this movie had so many themes to it. There was so much in this movie thematically. You know, it talks about so much, which really surprised me because it's a movie that I didn't expect this coming in. I thought this would be a straightforward movie about and more of an emotional journey rather than talking about so many themes. Now, I know this movie was studied quite closely in school, and I was wondering how did people study this? Like, what can you really gain from, like, you know, as a piece of literature? But man, was I wrong. Because yeah, this movie explores so many themes, and I can definitely see it being a book taught in schools because of the concepts it explores, and explores them so well. So some of the ones that really hit home with me, there's things like, it's not always greener on the other side. You know, he's a Keralite who wants to move to the Gulf, which is a big goal for, you know, a lot of Keralites that I've seen in many movies, and that's, you know, portrayed in, you know, different ways at different times. But in this movie, it's shown through, you know, heartbreak. It's shown through something tragic. So it's not always greener on the other side. You know, we should value what we have in our own homes and our own lives and give value to that over other things, which is what Najib basically learns throughout this journey. To one heartbreaking time, obviously there's a theme of immigration and migration. You know, that's another big part of this and what it can sort of mean and where the pitfalls can be. It really explores the dark side so well. You know, if you want to see it, the consequences of chasing money. You know, like, he really wanted to chase money. Like, I'm not sure. I know Kerala is a, you know, communist state. I'm not sure if there's anything implied with that. I'm personally not implying it. I'm just talking out loud and thinking, what could it kind of mean? That's another theme that I saw. Now, in the second half, obviously, we have the character of Ibrahim, who, oh my God, what a character. What a character. He was amazing. The level of fortitude he had and the level of mental strength he had, which is also the part of this movie that I actually really appreciated, in the fact that it is a strongly spiritual movie in that way. The second half really takes you away. It brings another element into this through Ibrahim. He's presented as almost a fictional character. And honestly, I was thinking, is this guy actually a prophet? Is he actually some divine presence? Is he somebody that's outside of this world? Because it didn't make sense what he was doing at times. The level of mental fortitude he had, the level of sacrifice he had, the bravery, the fact that he never really wavered at all. He was able to maintain such focus and such composure in such a difficult time. When we see the other characters around him, in Prithvi Raj's character, in Najib, and Hakim's character, which also the actor who played Hakim, oh my God, I can't believe it. I heard this was his first movie. That is just exceptional. I can't believe that was his first movie. And to sort of be alongside these actors, the actor who played Ibrahim, so he's played by an actor by the name of Jimmy Jean Lewis, and he's from Haiti. So, you know, this reminds me a little bit of the times when Malayalam film industry has, I guess, worked with people from African backgrounds. So he's from Haiti, so that's not Africa. Let's make that clear. But essentially, you know, he is another African, I guess, background. It reminds me a little bit of Sudani from Nigeria. Obviously, we had a great actor there. And we had in Kumbhalgi Nights as well, we had an African-American actress in that movie. There's a strange connection between African-based actors and the Malayalam film industry, which is great to see. Other things I talked about was just how it, you know, the nature whole aspect of it, you know, how huge and powerful it is compared to who we are. I love that concept being played out. The bond between man and animal is something I always like to see in movies, and this movie did that pretty well. Now, it's a part of the movie that I think could have been explored a little bit better, because I think the book itself focuses a lot on that actual theme. I'd heard that there's actually a scene in the book, I guess, or a part in the book where he actually gets intimate with goats. Like, he becomes that close to goats. So the bond is beyond even sort of, you know, what anyone would sort of expect. If it went any further than what it did, I don't know how commercially successful this movie would have been if it really pushed that boundary. But I know the book did a great job of showing that. But even, man, there's a one scene which just breaks my heart when he has to actually leave, when he's leaving the campsite. He's so close with the goats. He's one of the goats where he just completely breaks down. And that's something that's so beautiful, I found. That scene was heartbreaking for me to watch as someone that absolutely loves animals. It's hard to see that. I was really emotional watching that scene because it just, you know, being torn away from your family, essentially. You know, I'm somebody that considers animals my family too. So it's just heartbreaking to see that. So again, just so much in this movie thematically, I think it was just fantastic. And also, you know, the last part that I absolutely loved was, again, the Malayalam film industry is playing on this, you know, concept of power and the abuse of power. It seems to be coming up a lot as of late. You know, Brahma Yugam really explored this theme much more in a very different way. You know, I recently have seen other movies like Vidheyan, which really explored this theme. Ponathan Mara, which was another movie which explored this theme as well. And I really have some questions regarding this particular aspect, which I want to ask you guys very soon. First off, this movie, like, I've spent so much time talking about this movie without even talking about the movie. That's how much I have to say about this movie, and that's how much I appreciate this movie. So thank you if you've listened so far, and I really hope you're going to enjoy my dissection of what I actually thought about this movie. The first half, as I said before, it drops you into this world without much backstory, without much knowing. You don't really know what's going on. You are almost as lost as Najib and Hakim are, to be honest. Like, you don't really know what they're doing, where they're going, what kind of work are they going to do, and who is this guy? Like, why have, you know, whoever they've come with not shown up? Why have they been so, I guess, lackadaisical in terms of getting their documents together and their contacts together? You know, how come they just dropped here in the middle of, you know, Saudi Arabia, and essentially they have to find their way basically around? Like, that, I didn't really understand what was going on, to be honest. So I was a little bit lost in the first half as to what happened. But man, the first half, I would say, is one that I really, really liked. There were parts that I was really frustrated by, which I have some questions around, which I'm going to get to. But the first half, like, it is definitely what I would call a slow burn, because not much happens. You have a bit of back and forth between, you know, the current timeline and the past. It does most of that in the first half. So we get a little bit of his backstory and a little bit of his relationship and what he has at stake at home. You know, being newly married and showing that relationship that he has with both his wife and his mother and his upcoming baby. So it already tells you the, you know, stakes that are there. And I'm happy that it does it through flashbacks to give us that sort of, that kind of commentary rather than exposition, or, you know, through him talking to maybe Hakim in like a car ride or something like that. It really, it shows us, you know, what he has at stake and what kind of life he has back at home and how happy he is. You know, yes, things are not perfect, but there's things that he really enjoys, like being with his wife. Just amazing and beautiful. But it is definitely a slow burn. Like, it's really a slow burn. You really don't know, you know, where you're going with this movie a lot of the time. You're kind of just waiting for him to make his escape. And that doesn't happen until the interval. Like, it takes a while for him to actually make his escape. I thought the escape would have happened within 5 minutes of the movie, to be honest. I thought the movie was going to be more about the actual, you know, journey across the desert. But that's really only reserved for the second half. And I'm glad it is, because the first half spent so much time really showing you the torture that he's in. This is a torture movie. Like, he is trapped. He is enslaved. He is just, it's beaten down. It's tragic to see what's happening. And he has nothing in his life, really, at all. He has some connection with the animals he's around, and that's a beautiful connection, which I really love. And they have some scenes when, you know, they really start to, you know, treat him with a lot of respect. And I'm sure, again, the book does a better job of sort of exploring that. But yeah, the first half itself, really enjoyable. But there were times, I'm not going to lie, I was frustrated in the first half. Like, I was actually getting a little bit frustrated that, one, it wasn't moving on with the actual escape. I thought that was going on a bit too long. And my biggest fear going into the second half was Is this movie going to be too self-indulgent? Is it just going to keep on doubling down on this concept and not move the story forward? Is it just going to be a showpiece of how difficult his life was and the emotional torture that he was going through? I was really hoping it wasn't, and I was very happy when I found out it wasn't, because the second half just took on a life of its own. Now, the second half itself is one which is definitely more thrilling. It's definitely more engaging. It's definitely more fast-paced compared to the first half. So I probably did enjoy the second half a little bit more. It really gets to the heart of how difficult it's going to be for basically these three characters to get through the desert. It's an unbelievable task to sort of think like that. It was heart-wrenching to see, some of the struggles that they go through. Obviously, they talk about desert heat and sort of the, things that we see and we hallucinate, and we even have a tragedy in between where Hakim actually, passes away because he gives into basically his mind. His mind cannot control it anymore, and he dies because of that. It was heartbreaking to see some of those scenes. But yeah, the visuals, again, play such a strong part in the second half, because it just shows you the difficulty of what they have to go through. These three characters. It's an impossible task. The fact that he came out of the desert alive is actually unbelievable. After a couple of days of however long it was of just walking, it was unbelievable to go through that heat, nothing but bare heat, just burning you throughout. No shelter, nothing. Just keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. And the character of Ibrahim, I don't think it would have been possible without him. Like, that's the honest truth. He was just something else. Like, honestly, he was someone, if there's anything inspirational you can take out of this movie, it's Ibrahim's character. It is just something else that's out of this world. Unbelievable. And to make things even more, I guess, heartbreaking, even when he finally manages to get out of the desert, my God, like, things are not any easier after that. Like, it is so much worse. When he comes back to the land of the living and you see how people treat him, how people just don't even want to see him at all, he struggles to get a ride back. Not one kind individual, except for the one man who has some sympathy and takes him in his car and drops him. Just drops him in the middle of, I guess the town square. I was a bit surprised he didn't feed him, didn't help him out a little bit more. But I guess, that's the reality of the situation. Like, even the nicest people, who that guy was nice because he gave him a ride back into town, he didn't help him out any more than that or try to find out what was happening in the situation. Heartbreaking, just heartbreaking to watch, and just so hard to see that. Everything, man. And again, Prithviraj's performances throughout this entire movie just gets better and better and better. There's a scene when he sees, the man who helps him, essentially. He's in, like, complete shock and fear of him. And you see his body just cramp up and be so tense because he's so mentally traumatized about what's happened. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable what he's done. But yeah, look, it's really hard to see this movie like that. It's really hard to see some of the scenes in this movie. But all I can say is thank God Najib got out. And the whole, again, I talked about the themes. The concept of the goat really just hits home at the end when they're all sort of being herded together into the plane, just like sheep, just the same way. So that metaphor really can just play out even more. And it's even more heartbreaking to learn he had to be in prison for 3 years for being abducted and having his papers torn up in front of him. This movie it's so, so brutally hard to watch and so sad what this man has had to go through. And I just give him all the credit in the world. I really hope his life has come together and he's doing much better, because this is something that will just scar him forever. I'm definitely going to check out some interviews with him and see what he has to say, because it is heartbreaking. So the last part, thank you for sticking around so much. I really appreciate you guys. If you have, I've had so much to say about this movie, and it's probably the longest solo review I have done, but that just tells you how much I like this movie and how much I really wanted to talk about it. I'm really passionate about movies, and I'm really passionate about this movie. So I wanted to double down and talk more. Now, the important part, I wanted to ask you guys some questions, okay? There's some things which didn't make sense to me in this movie, okay? And I really want to know if this is explored a little bit better in the book, or if you guys have your own thoughts around why things happen like this, all right? So he gets abducted. Now, I don't know how he got abducted. I don't really know why he just went on a truck with this guy without knowing, what was going on. They should have told him some kind of processes that were going to happen when he goes to Saudi Arabia, I don't know why he didn't get the number or any contacts of people. I don't know why he blindly just went into this car with this person, no understanding, no experience, no language. There's no language you can understand each other with. Why are you just blindly going with this guy? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I hope that's explored a little bit more. Also, the fact that he was so passive in his approach, I just could not really, it frustrated me during the first half, to be completely honest. I really enjoyed sort of seeing that play out, but I could not believe the fact that this man had so much power over him. Okay, now I understand, yes, he has a whip and he's a person of authority, and he's sort of beating him down and abused him. However, you are sleeping next to him. Like, there's a scene when glass breaks in the mirror where he shoots like a mirror or something like that and he sees his shadow. Why would you not just keep one of those glasses in like your trouser pocket or keep it somewhere, you know, concealed? And when the time comes, just honestly say it, end him. Like right then and there, you're sleeping right next to him at times. When you realize this is an abduction and this is not the way things are meant to go, honestly, you have your wife to go back home to. You have your mother to go back home to. You have a child that's there. Like, you know, why aren't you just taking this guy out? I've seen this play out in a couple of movies, and I still can't get my head around this, I guess, slave mentality. You know, it's something that I'm really trying to understand more of, because as I mentioned, two movies that I've seen recently, which kind of play into this, you know, Vidheyan and Ponatan Mara, like both movies to me, I could not understand. In Ponatan Mara, like a guy literally comes and takes a dude's wife and just goes away. And then like Mamuchi's character just gives it to him. Like, yep, okay, cool. That's done. And in Vidheyan as well, like at least in those movies, there's something to do with stature and status. Like, you know, in Vidheyan especially, it's like he feels like he's got more power because he's associated with, you know, Mamuchi's character. But in this case, this is straight up torture. This is like, there's nothing here in this relationship. Why isn't he trying to escape? There's a cars that come. There's a guy that comes and fills up the water tank every now and then. Why isn't he making an approach to end this guy's life when somebody comes, at least try and get out? Like, why would you not try and have a car to escape instead of trying to walk through the desert? Some parts didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand why he was sort of doing that. Another part that sort of also I questioned was the fact that when they escape and they go, you know, walking through the desert, why didn't they take the camels? I don't understand why they didn't take the camels, to be honest. Camels are desert creatures. They walk through the desert for, you know, they can go days and a long time without having any water. So why not just have them have a nice meal and take camels? Take three camels, walk with them out of here. I don't understand why they chose to walk. Like, I don't understand that either. Some parts of me, I don't really understand that. And I hope that the book went into that into a little bit more detail, because I was really kind of frustrated by some of those sort of decisions that were made. And I couldn't get past it, to be honest. The first half I spent almost just frustrated at the fact that, why are you not just killing this dude? Like you can kill him. He's just one guy with a gun. You know, it's not like he has an army of people around him. It's not like he has a bunch of dogs around him. He's not blocked off by some kind of security or something like that. He's literally in a tent next to you. I couldn't get my head around that, to be honest. So I would love your opinion, guys. Like, please let me know what you thought about that. Maybe I'm off here. Maybe there's something I didn't understand. But that's the only criticism I have of this movie. I could not piece that together. And I really hope that the book explored that a little bit more. If it didn't, then I hope Muhammad has talked about it. Muhammad Najib has talked about it a little bit more, because I'd love to understand that concept as to why he did that. It was a fantastic movie. I've talked about this movie way longer than probably anyone has right now individually. So if you're stuck around, I thank you so much for letting me speak and share my views of this movie. I appreciate the fact that you chose this video to watch. And if you're new to the channel, please check out some of our other videos. I've done so many movies with my co-hosts, with my friends on this channel, and we've explored Malayalam cinema exclusively. So I'd love to get your takes on our other movies. But yeah. Thank you, Blessy. Thank you, Prithvi Raj. Thank you, A.R. Rahman. Thank you, everyone involved with this movie. This movie is a masterpiece. If you haven't seen it yet, please do yourself a favor and go watch it. You will not regret watching this movie. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next one.